January 18th, I pray for them that they may be one as we are. John 17, verses 9 and 11. A new Christian told me recently that when he realized who Jesus is and invited him into his heart, the joy was so tremendous and the change in his life so great that he went about telling everyone they should have this experience, that they should know Jesus as real and living in them. He said, "In fact, I was so enthusiastic about it and so exasperated at their indifference to this great gift that I wanted to force them to receive Jesus. But I learned that's not the way. People must desire Jesus, love him, to receive him. I share your enthusiasm," I told him. "It was just that great when it happened to me. I was like the young woman who received a telegram from her sweetheart saying, 'Got my raise. Will you marry me?' She answered, 'Yes, yes, gladly, willingly, joyously, lovingly, immediately, yes, yes, yes.'" That should be our response to God's request. He has sent us a message saying, "I love you so much I let my son die for you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will supply all your needs from my riches in glory, which include the heavens and the earth. You need never walk in fear or darkness. It is my desire that you prosper and be in good health and have everlasting life in heaven. May I come into your heart?" What an offer! But part of the world hears it idly, while millions have never heard it. Jesus, help us pass on the joy of receiving you.